Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kufav, Baba Basra 106a, pagination is 211. We are dealing with cases where a person is selling a base kur of land, and we discussed the size of a base kur in excess. Our comparison was of 3 football fields, even larger than that. It's a large piece of land. And we encounter different wordings that the seller might use. He might say, Beis Kur Ofar, it has to be dirt, which would indicate that it has to be plantable. We also encountered that he says, Hein Cheser, Hein Yeser, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less type of wording. And there was a certain tolerance over there, 1/24th. Of a deviation up or down, because he said, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. Our mission is going to introduce a case where the tolerance level is even greater than it was by Hein Cheser, Hein Yeser. And the reason is because the kind of case that we're going to deal with is more similar to Sadeh Zu, this field, whatever it may be. And in such a case, there's very little issue that the person can have because he was told, this is the field. I didn't tell you a size, I just told you this field. Over here, he's wording it, base kur, that is a certain size. However, as the Mishnah tells us, besimanov uvimitzarov, he tells him that this base kur that I'm selling you is the field that's within the boundaries that are marked. And then it turns out, they check the actual field, and there was a deviation, so that even though he called it a base kur, but he said it's within these boundaries, and it turns out the field within these boundaries is not a base kur. So the Mishnah tells us, Piches Mishtus Higio, if the deviation is less than a sixth, the buyer simply has to accept that. Ad shtus yenake. But if it's greater than a sixth, all the way until a sixth, then a correction has to be done on the transaction. Now, the obvious question over here, which Rashbam explores, is by hein cheser, hein yeser, when a person says a base kur, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little more, the tolerance was only until a 24th. Once you hit a 24th, there has to be corrective measure taken. Over here, we're allowing all the way until a 6th, which is a much larger portion of deviation. For those of us who are a little bit confused in fractions, when we use a larger number and we're saying it's a smaller piece, and a lower number and we're saying it's a bigger piece, so just pause for a second and think of a pizza pie. If you divide it in 24ths, it's a fairly small piece. If you divide the same pie only in sixths, so because you're dividing it into less portions, it's going to be a bigger size. And that's what we're being told over here, that the deviation would have to be all the way to a sixth for it to be actionable. And the reason Rashbam explains is because when you say besimanov uvimitzarov, in its boundaries, it's like saying Sadeh Zu, this field, whatever it may be. But because he called it a base kur, if there's too much of a deviation, just an absurd deviation, then it will be actionable. Rashbam points out at the end of the commentary to the Mishnah that this sixth has nothing to do with Ona'ah, because Ona'ah is only by metaltalin, that there's an amount of deviation that's actionable by movable objects. But over here, the number happens to be the same. It's also 1/6. But it's a different assessment. It's an assessment that until a sixth, when he's told a base kur, and he's told that that base kur is within these boundaries, which are a little bit like sadazu, this field, he's willing to tolerate that until a sixth of deviation. Once there's a sixth, that's so humongous that it's going to be actionable. So our Mishnah presented the ruling that if it's too big a deviation, after you said you're doing a base kur, if it's too big a deviation, then it's actionable. It would seem that the bigger the deviation, the more actionable it's going to be. Except, as the Gemara explains from a story, that at a certain point, it's so obvious to the buyer that it's not a base kur, or it's not the amount, whatever it is that he's telling him he's selling, the difference is so big that it's noticeable, and at that point, we say that the buyer understood that it wasn't whatever amount it was, and therefore it's not actionable at all. Take a look at the last line of Amud Aleph. Rav Papa Zavan Aram Yahu Gavra. Rav Papa bought a field from a certain person. Amalei, and the seller told him, Havya Esrin Gerivi. It's 20 in its size. Mashche, they measured it after the transaction. And it was only 15. And this is a deviation of a quarter. A quarter is a greater deviation than a sixth. And it should be the case of, I told you how much I'm selling. I showed you the field. There's a sense of balance here. On the one hand, there's an amount. On the other hand, it's this field. And that sense of balance was defined in the Mishnah as 1/6. 1/4 deviation is a greater deviation. You're only cutting the pie in four, and that's the amount. That's a big deviation. And that's what's missing from the 20 if it's only 15. Also, l'kameda Abaya, so he came to Abaya Amalei, he says, Savris v'kivlas. V'kavilas. You accepted it. V'atanan, isn't there a Mishnah, Pachas Mishtus Higio, that if it's less than a sixth, he has to accept it. But Achtus Yenake, if it's more than a sixth, then the calculation has to be re-examined. So Abaye explained, Hanimili, those words, Heicha Delo Kimle Begavo, if it's not obvious. If it's obvious that there's a deviation, which is the case, if there's a quarter deviation, sava v'kibel, then it's accepted. Asked Rav Papa v'ha asrin omali, he told me it's 20, and it seems that what Rav Papa expected was that he told me it's 20, this field is not 20, but he told me 20, so I'll take it, I'll buy it, we'll measure it, and it'll be actionable. So he told me 20. So what are you doing with what he told me that it is 20? And there's a massive deviation here. Amalei Abaye said, at that point, you simply interpret the words of the seller in a way that makes sense. Da'adifa ke'esrin. What the man was saying is that it's as good as 20. It's better than 20 of whatever these measures are. And he was not telling him it actually is 20 because a quick glance at the field indicates that it's not. So again, Rav Papa, it seems, was expecting compensation. He was buying the field, but he was told it's 20. We'll measure it. You'll give me compensation. And Abaye told him that because the deviation was significant, he was accepting. And if you have to understand what the words Esrin were, it was more of an expression than an actual term in the agreement. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.